You really, really picked a great day to be tuned in today. I say that a lot, but today we have seven siblings who are from Alaska, and we'll talk more about where exactly in Alaska they are from. You know, people say, "Oh, you're from Alaska." You know, there are cities and different regions in Alaska. Seven siblings. Did I get that right? Yeah, five daughters and two sons. Remarkably, oh, did I get that all right?
I look like a
Oh, you're
daughter,
not a daughter.
but there's four daughters and three sons.
Four daughters and three sons. Okay, four daughters and three sons. Got it. I'm just reading what's put in front of me here without even looking up here. So, four daughters and three sons, and you'll hear them in different configurations. But first, let's just hear them all together. Here's Redhead Express. That's Redhead Express, and this is fun for me. I think that was Alisa doing the singing there. I'll step up to that mic for just a second. How old are you?
I'm 17.
My goodness, you sounded great, and I mistook your mom for a sister, so she's forever happy with me, I guess, I hope. Does that happen a lot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So, Alisa, why don't you just introduce everybody who's here real quick?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, my mom is... Actually, I'm 24, and she plays the guitar, and she had our dad is Brett Walker. Oh, my mom's name is April, by the way. My dad is Brett, and he doesn't really play an instrument, but he sings in the band, and he drives the bus for us. And then my sisters are Kendra on the guitar, and she just did a little bit of fiddle, and she was 20, and Larae is 19 on the banjo, and Megan plays the bass. And she is 14.
My goodness. And you all sound great. When did you start playing together? Probably you were pretty young playing together, I would imagine.
Well, Mom started us all on piano at 5 years old. And then we all picked up fiddle. And Alisa was better at it, so we let her take over.
Did you guys, you probably had to take a lot of turns at the piano or be patient, right? Or did you have more than one piano in the house?
We had one piano, and everybody got their, you know, it's part of the school schedule. Everybody had their hour of practice or whatever they had to do. And then over time we picked up the other instruments, and now everybody kind of has their own.
And before I forget, what community in Alaska are you from?
Palmer.
Palmer, Alaska.
And is Palmer, what part of Alaska is Palmer in for people that...
It's about 45 minutes north of Anchorage.
Okay, well, it's terrific to have you here. We'll find out more about what you're doing in the lower 48 and what's going on after the next song, but what would you all like to play next?
We'll sing you a traditional tune, a traditional bluegrass song called Pardon Me. Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong? Well, I've met a lot of boys in my lifetime, but I've never had a romance with none. I've been waiting for someone real special. Pardon me, but I think you're the one. Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong? Feeling before. Pardon me, but I think you're the one, love, that I've been waiting on for so long. Pardon me, could we walk in the moonlight just to see, dear, if I'm right or wrong?
This world over and never find one sweeter than you. I just hope that you're ready and willing just to make my every dream come true.
Redhead Express at the Saturday Light Brigade. My goodness, it's really fun. It's somebody who loves bluegrass and old-time music and also just great musicianship. This is really a treat. And I guess I want to learn a little bit more about, well, I know you're here in an RV. I haven't seen it yet, but it's a big RV. I could even ask Brett or April to answer, or am I getting it? Yes, Brett or April. April with a Y, all right?
April with a Y,
to answer these questions. But are you playing all over the place in the lower 48 now? Or?
We are. We do about 200 dates a year, and we do concert series, festivals, fairs, and churches.
And what brings you to the Pittsburgh area? That's where Uncle Will and honorary Aunt Kathy and honorary Uncle Will live.
Yeah, that's part of what brings us here. We're doing a concert for them on Monday. She used to be a kindergarten teacher, and her first group of kids has graduated this year, so they get to have a Redhead Express concert.
Well, how nice is
that? That'll be fun. But we did a show in Bedford Springs a couple days ago, and we have a show tonight in Phillipsburg.
Wow. And I gather you must have homeschooling, I'm thinking, as you go through. And because 200 dates a year is a lot, although some of you are beyond high school now, right?
Yeah, I've two graduated. We've always homeschooled, been doing it for 16 years, so it just made it easier to decide to go out on the road. But we have a very, very strict schedule. Get up in the morning, do our school and do our music studies, It's a good life.
Now this, I start to think, and I'm not comparing you. I don't like to make comparisons in general, but I start to think about, the whites,
You mean Carter, like Buck White?
Yeah, Buck White, yeah. And the Carter family. There are just great traditions of family bands and old-time music. And you've got to just be like, I have goosebumps listening to you play and watching you play. And because I'm thinking this is a tradition in the making. It's already – you've been at it for a long time now. But, you know, I'm certainly hoping 30 years from now you're still doing this sort of thing. And it's got to be really exciting for you is to see what's just kind of organically happened here.
It is exciting, and I think that's neat that you mentioned the Whites and the Carters, because especially the Whites, as we've gotten to know them, they're one of our mentors, one of our heroes,
really?
Families, and I would love to say in 30 years that we've accomplished what they have.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Whites in a long time, but they were just so much fun to watch and to listen to. Is Buck still living,
I hope? He is, yeah. In fact, we saw them at the Alabama. Yeah, exactly. Still plays. Well, we saw him just most recently at the Grand Ole – well, actually at the Ryman, where they did the Grand Ole Opry, their first time at the Ryman in a long time after the floods.
Okay. I that would have been relatively
just a few weeks ago, right.
Boy, that's something. I remember seeing Buck about 15 years ago and thinking, boy, I'm lucky to see Buck.
He can still play.
Well, he's still alive. And Buck, I'm not sure what his age is now, but he's been around for a long time. If it's the same Buck up there.
It is.
Yeah, he's doing great. He still plays a mean piano and mandolin and sings and...
In fact, we lifted his piano up to the stage, I remember, but that's a whole other story. Because Buck wanted a genuine, you know, acoustic piano at the time. Redhead Express is who's with us. It's 25 minutes after 11 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in. I wonder what we're going to hear next, and I wonder who we should turn to. Let's turn to Megan and have Megan say what we're going to hear next. Megan, the spotlight is on you.
Okay. Well, we're going to play an old-timey song called Clinch Mountain, and Elisa's going to kick it off for us.
Saturday Live Brigade with Redhead Express. I'm going to turn to one of the redheads. Which one would it be? It's going to be Lorray, actually, because I'm just curious. I was noticing you're playing clawhammer style predominantly on that one, and you're a great clawhammer player, but you also pick, Scruggs or five-string style. It's pretty remarkable how adept you are at both. Do you prefer... one over the other, or
I don't. I mean, learned it's like three finger first.
You learned which first?
I learned three finger style, Scruggs style first.
Uh huh. And do you? Yeah, go ahead and lower that. That's fine. Is it hard to switch back and forth? I'm not a banjo player, so I'd have no idea.
Well, I guess it's like the difference between a fiddle and a guitar. They're so different. It's easy for me.
Well, that's and you're really. I don't. I guess I've never thought much about it because most groups I see will not have a need for the banjo player to do both. And because you do some old-timey things as well as bluegrass. You can switch back and forth, but it's really neat to be able to watch you do both. And you look like you're having a ball as you play too. How old are you again?
I'm 19.
Wow. And when did you learn to play the banjo? After piano, when did the banjo become yours?
Well, 3.5 years ago.
Oh, my God. Jeff, did you hear that over that? 3.5 years of banjo playing. My goodness. Somebody needs to have whatever you're eating or whatever you're drinking if they want to learn to play the banjo. Who taught you?
Well, the banjo I first started learning from a guy in Alaska. But after we left, I've listened on CD mostly.
I'll be darned. And who do you like that you listen to?
Wow, who do I like? Oh, Ron man. Block. Earl Scruggs, Ron Block. Jimmy Mills, he's real good.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Adcock at all?
Not much.
No,
but
have
I
you
do like his music?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Alison Brown. She's got a really lyrical style.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And for clawhammer banjo, there's a guy named Jim Connor. Do you know the song called Grandma's Feather Bed?
Oh, sure.
He wrote that song.
You're kidding.
And he learned clawhammer and taught that to me.
So. Wow. Is he from Alaska?
No.
But you just met him along the way. It's a wonderful song, and I don't know if we have any recordings from him or not.
John Denver sang it.
Oh, yeah. We've got lots of recordings of the song. I was thinking if we have any of Jim Connor himself.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of a few different versions. What's that, Brett?
I was going to say Jim's written some really neat songs, mostly in the old style. You know, kind of like sitting out on the porch. He grew up in Sand Mountain Holler, Alabama, and my daughter plays a couple of his songs. He's an amazing guy.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 11:30, right on the button. The Saturday Light Brigade is here Saturday mornings, starting at 6. It's rainy today. There's a flash flood watch for most of western Pennsylvania, Allegheny, Armstrong, Beaver, Butler, Clarion, Fayette, Forest, Green, Indiana, Jefferson, Lawrence, Mercer, Venango, Washington, and Westmoreland, and also a flash flood watch in Muskingum County, among the counties in Ohio. And a real quick update on the weather. It's the same as it's been throughout the morning. 70% chance of rain today and tomorrow, 80% tonight. High both days in the mid to high 70s. 8:47 sunset tonight, low 67 degrees. And currently our temperatures range from 70 degrees in Washington, New Concord, and here in Pittsburgh to 73 in Clarion and 75 in Indiana and Grove City. Thank you, ladies. You know radio. You've done some live radio gigs, I'm quite sure.
Yeah.
You know, the trains have to keep running on time every now and then, so... let's see. So who haven't we talked to? We talked to Meg, and we haven't talked to Kendra much. Kendra, what are we going to hear next?
Well, this next song is actually an original. I write quite a bit for the group.
Oh,
and
how propitious that I called on you. This is your song.
And you planned this, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right. This one is called Maple Sugar Candy.
And how old are you, Kendra?
I'm 20.
Okay. Maple Sugar Candy, Redhead Express.
I was young, I dreamt the world was made of peppermint sticks. Maple sugar was the latest, greatest cure. My mama threw her hands up, couldn't wait for me to grow up. But I don't have to dream anymore. My baby's sweet as honeysuckle in summertime. He's candy apple, he's so fine, and he's mine, all mine. Like butter when he kisses my lips, he's sweet as maple sugar candy and peppermint sticks. Apple, he's so fine, and he's mine, all mine. Melt like butter. maple sugar candy and peppermint sticks. Oh, I'm out of luck, butter when he kisses my lips. He's sweet as maple sugar candy and peppermint sticks.
Well, that's a lovely song, Kendra.
Thank you.
I could see that charting. How long ago did you write that?
That one was written just a couple weeks ago.
You're kidding. Oh, what a great song.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your recordings a little bit. I know there's at least one. Do you have many recordings?
We have, three that we sell right now, and then we have one that will be finished in about 2 weeks.
Excellent. And can folks get them, or how can they get them?
You can get them, if you see us at a show or online, www.redheadexpress.com. We have them all online there.
And, you know, bluegrass, radio is so fragmented these days in terms of exposure. And interestingly, bluegrass still being, Bill Monroe helped to sort of popularize and commercialize bluegrass music in a good way.
Yeah.
And there's still, strong pockets of more formal distribution of bluegrass music and reporting in Bluegrass Unlimited and in other magazines. And because of the way I do things here, I don't often pay as much attention to some of those things as I should. Are you finding yourself getting acknowledged in some of those traditional circles? I have a feeling most of your fan base must just come from your extensive touring. And I'll turn to your folks, too. But is that... Because I would think a song like that would be an IBMA, winner if only somebody would, hear it. I have no idea how you're doing in terms of, or even if you want to reach any of those circles.
Well, it's interesting about the traditional, because we're probably not considered a traditional bluegrass band.
Not at all.
By any means. But a lot of the traditional people like our music, and a lot they like, I think, more than anything, our presentation.
I think a lot of them like the variety, because a lot of the times you hear, I love the traditional bluegrass music, but a lot of times you hear a lot of the same songs at the festivals, and so we just kind of bring in a little more spice, just something different.
Well, and for years and years, and there's a strong group of folks here in Western Pennsylvania, and frankly, I think all over the country, if not world, that recognize that a mix of music is just fine. But we had a very strong festival in Western Pennsylvania that was bluegrass, old-time music, and dance festival. And you would have groups ranging from the Hot Mud Family to the Johnson Mountain Boys, to folks. As well as I do, in some circles, if you played a old-time song in a strictly bluegrass environment,
we do build our shows to our audience.
Yes, you need to do that, and it's. I say that there are some audiences and venues that, it's not even just bluegrass, but just one kind of bluegrass.
Exactly.
Just traditional bluegrass. And so I think it is great that you have a variety of things that you can feature and
That's what makes the claw hammer come in so nice. We go to places like Southwest Virginia, and they want to dance. And so we play more fiddle tunes with claw hammer so they can dance. So, it is dependent on the area and the venue.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, Redhead Express is here. They're from Palmer, Alaska, and they've made their way to Pittsburgh today, and I'm so happy about that. What do we have next?
Well, let me introduce my boys.
Oh, good.
A lot of people.
We can do them. Yeah.
Are we doing them next?
I think we'll
do one more.
Oh, we got one more original.
Yeah. While we're talking about bluegrass styles, Alison Krauss is one of our biggest influences, and this one is a little bit more her feel, which is not quite traditional. It's a little bit more of a, progressive bluegrass feel that I wrote. It's called "Hold On to My Heart." Wrote me and you told me how you missed me. Well, the road's a lonely place without you here. I can read between the lines. I know you've struggled lately. I wish that I was there to dry the tears. Wish I could hold
reach that far. So I'll hold on to sweet memories while you hold on to my heart. Wish I could gather all the lonely miles, hold them in my hand. Then I could throw away this space between us. Darling, don't you understand? Wish I could hold you, baby, but my arms won't reach that far. So I'll hold on to sweet memories while you hold on to my. Live so far away, and I know we'll be alright if we can just remember it won't always have to be this way. Wish I could hold you, baby, but my arms won't reach that far. So I'll hold on to sweet memories.
Redhead Express at the Saturday Light Brigade. I see Joseph and Sean and Ammon sort of champing at the bit to get in here. And while they're doing that, I think it's time for you guys, right? While we're doing that, I want to turn back to parents, Brett and April. Are you native Alaskans, both of you?
We're not. I grew up in Boise, Idaho.
And I grew up in northern Wisconsin.
Okay, how did you two meet?
Well, we met at college, and We just kind of fell in love with the North and ended up there about 10 years ago.
And where was college?
I was going to BYU in Utah.
Okay, so you met there and fell in love with the North. And I guess I was going to say, what do you do for a living? But this is clearly what you do for a living.
Well, I used to buy and sell real estate for myself, more as an investor. And then when we fell in love with this idea, We sold it all. We sold everything, bought our 38-foot RV and our trailer, and took off.
So, is there much of a homestead in
we have
Alaska?
No, not any longer. We still have a home in Alaska, but we're not spending a lot of time there. We've got it rented out.
Yeah, I was going to say it's got to be really hard to maintain, to have a home that can accommodate a family this large and to be away from it for as long as you are. Would be a real trick. I mean,
it is.
Now, speaking of real tricks, Ammon is standing up so that he can play a full-sized bass. I don't know if I wish I could paint a better picture, but Ammon, it's nice. I don't think your mic's on yet. We'll talk to you in a minute. And then on mandolin, Joseph is standing right next to Elisa. And then on banjo, we have Joseph standing next to Kendra, if I got it all right. I'm learning everybody's names.
That's
it's
Sean.
Exciting.
That's Sean. Sean over there in banjo.
Oh, yeah. Sean on banjo. Oh, okay. I see why I did that. So I made you another Joseph, didn't I? So let me start with Ammon. Ammon, how old are you?
Seven.
And how long have you been playing bass?
2 years.
2 years. And it's nice to meet you. What's it like living with all these women? Is it okay? I guess you're not outnumbered totally. It's like 5-4. But is it fun to play on stage?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now, Joseph is on mandolin. Hey, Joseph. Hello. How old are you?
9.
And how long have you played mandolin?
I think 2 years.
2 years? And then we got Sean on banjo. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And you could probably is it okay, all these women, all these sisters? Do they get all the attention when you go out and play? Do they get more attention than the guys, do you think?
No.
No? When did you start playing banjo?
I I've been playing for about a year and a half.
Excellent. And has your sister taught you some licks, some things too? Excellent. Well, what are we going to hear, Brett?
Well, this is an awesome old bluegrass song, and you're going to hear some three-part harmonies right now from the boys, and it's called Ruby.
Awesome. Redhead Express. And you need to know that that was all the boys. All the singing was the guys. And we had a little guitar. I think if you had another son, we wouldn't have needed Kendra. But Kendra played guitar very much in the background, as you heard Ammon and Joseph and Sean. That was awesome. Is there another one the boys are going to do? Or
we could if you have time.
Well, it's up to you. We still have time probably for three more songs.
Oh, then let's do – which one do you want to do, son? This is the one you guys wrote?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Oh, a song you guys wrote. Let's set it up here. Do we need to know anything, Sean? Sean is the eldest of the boys. Sean, do we need to know anything about the background of this song? Maybe what you were going through before you wrote it?
Well, we've sort of took some chords. It's an instrumental. We just took some chords out of a song that we heard when we were jamming.
Cool.
And so we just started playing around with it, and we...
And what's the name of the song?
Shorty's Breakdown. A lady at a bluegrass festival that we were playing at, she wanted us to write a song for her. And so we wrote this song for her, and she wanted us to call Shorty's Breakdown.
Shorty's Breakdown. So this is a commissioned work. Shorty's Breakdown.
And this is for Shorty Job in Peoria, Illinois.
Uh-huh. One, two, three.
Jordy's breakdown. That was well done. And Sean, you sounded great. That was some nice mandolin work, too. Really great from Joseph and Ammon. You sound great on bass. Anything else you guys want to say? I don't know if you're hanging out for the next couple songs or not. I think the sisters are going to do one or two more. So that's your pick. I don't want to wear you out, although something tells me you're probably off and around a campfire late at night, playing at festivals and continuing. I can't imagine, you know, as you listen to Redhead Express, one thing that, you know, they make it sound so easy, and I think they're all just perfect natural talents, everybody, but also there's a lot of work to making this all fit together and work well and deciding how to balance everything, and it just comes off beautifully. And Brett, you got to be amazingly proud.
I'm really excited.
Do you play? We've heard your wife.
All I do is sing and drive the bus.
You're the bus driver.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that works. But,
well, I got to tell you a little story about the boys, though. Well, if you got just a second.
Sure.
Sean came up to me about 2.5 months ago. That's our 11-year-old that played the banjo mm-hmm. just now. And he wanted to start playing more. He says, I've been studying the songs. I want to play more in the band. And, of course, you know, two banjos on the stage can be a lot of banjos sometimes. And I said, well, what about your brothers?
Some people would say one banjo on the stage.
That's what I was.
Sorry.
Anyway, and so I said, what about your brothers? What are they doing? And maybe you could do something.
Had to do it, Larray. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I said, what are they doing? Yeah. Could you do something with them? And he says, do you mean start our own band? And I said, well, I hadn't thought of that. And he says, so if we start our own band, Dad, could you bill us out?
Nice.
I mean, I'm like, he's a businessman already. I mean, can you believe this?
I see that. He had a commissioned song.
Yeah,
I
don't
kidding. And now he's doing that. Well, you know, I think of, you know, Hot Rise and Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, you know, would come out and perform as a separate band. And I think the Goins brothers had a... something kind of interesting that would happen.
Well, they called theirs the Walker Boys.
The Walker Boys.
That's who you just heard.
I like that. The Walker Boys. And Walker is from any...
Our last name.
Oh, that makes sense, of course. I was going to say, they're not using... Your last name isn't Redhead. It's Walker. We forget these things. Now, we got time for one or two more. Your pick. It's up to you guys. Two more?
Because we got a featured dad. My husband sang to me on our first date 21 years ago, and he's got a beautiful voice. So let's do, I think we'll do an old Bill Monroe tune called In the Pines. And Brett, maybe you could use Megan's.
You should see the look of surprise on
well,
Brett's face.
Kind of feature. Brett's going to sing harmony on this one. But
okay.
It's a great old bluegrass tune.
Okay. Whatever April proposes, she doesn't get any noses out. So here it comes.
The longest train I ever saw went down that Georgia line. Passed at 6 o'clock, and the cab passed by at nine. In the pines, in the pines. Me to weep, you have caused me to mourn. caused me to leave my home. In the pines where the sun never shines, and you shiver when the cold wind blows.
Redhead Express, that was nicely done. And I'm glad you played that number, not just so that we could hear Brett, but that just allows you to stretch out and improvise and sort of show some jazz chops a little bit there. Don't tell anybody, but some of that was happening there in the background. Thank you so much for being here. Now, it was Bedford earlier, and you're Nick Phillipsburg. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll be in Phillipsburg tonight. We're playing at 7 at the Wagon Wheel Event Center on Verbeck Lane, and we'll be doing a full two-hour concert there. It's a beautiful outdoor venue, so we'll have a good time.
Excellent. Now, we're down to about 3 minutes of radio time, but I know that can work for another song. At least I think it can.
We can just go out with a great instrumental.
You know what? That would be great, and if you don't mind, I'll do a few little show closing themes, and you can keep your eye on the clock, and we'll end together at noon. How's that sound?
And let me just very quickly say thank you to our sponsors, Fuller's Guitar, Moonbeam Mandolins, and you can check out all of our sponsors on our website.
And also, and thanks to Aunt Kathy and Uncle Will for bringing you here and for bringing you to our attention. We would never have had the pleasure of meeting you, and I hope you're always welcome here whenever
thank
you're
very
coming
much.
Through. So here again, Redhead Express. Picked one of my favorite songs, too, Theme Time.